Hey, hello, good morning. Here with Wolf, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today from Bogota, Colombia, where I'm down here for Tactical Edge. So yesterday at Tactical Edge, we had a lot of good sessions. A number of them brought up some really good statistics. So we had like Akamai's report, right, from Dave Lewis in a talk called Barbarians of the Gate. We had Edge Scam's report, right? We had internal dialogue about what organizations were seeing from their monitoring, their IPS, their IDS. There's some stats there. And I was thinking about all this hard data that we were gathering, and it really resonated with me when I saw Wendy Nather's keynote, because she was talking about evidence-based security decisions. So, tip for you, if you're not already, avail yourself of some of these security reports, avail yourself of some of the data you have internally, and take a look at more of an evidence-based approach. What might that look like? So for example, Dave Lewis was pointing out the fact that about half the attacks I see come across in the web layer involve SQL injection. When prioritizing AppDev, right? SQL injection. Other talks were looking at the prevalence of network attacks across the DMZ and how those attacks are oftentimes tied back to missing patches, misconfigurations. So if you're thinking about where to spend money in terms of vulnerability management and patch management, is the tool that you're looking at something that would support your network firewalls, your switches, your routers, those sort of things? Better, when you start looking at the data internally that says, hey, we're seeing this many attacks, we're triaging this many things, we're seeing a rise in this and a tape off in that. So for example, you may say, we're really concerned about denial of service because it's in the news right now. But you know, historically, we've never seen it. And historically, our sector very rarely has gotten it. So perhaps that's an area where, if you're budgeting money and putting tools, you could trim that or bring that back, right? Reducing the spends on areas where you're not seeing the evidence locally in your own environment through your own data collection, and globally through these threat reports that I've already mentioned. So not only looking for areas to improve and invest in, but also looking for areas to trim and pull back. Because as Wendy Nather was talking about in her talk, it's just as important to know whether you're spending too much as it is to know whether you're spending too little. And if you've got a fixed bucket and you're trying to allocate and move that bucket around, you want to do so with tools, techniques, and training that's very nimble, can respond to these threats, and be redeployed as things move forward. So that's it for day one of Tactical Edge in Bogota, Colombia. I'm looking forward to day two, and I'll see you guys in the next video.